this show, you are listening to Free Talk Live. This is Stephanie Lippi.
And this is Brad.
We're glad to have you joining us. Please call the show at 855-450-FREE if you have something to say. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call us and bring up whatever's on your mind. We're open to talking about lots of different topics, and we've covered some interesting ground this evening, from the TSA up to cops handcuffing and searching every single vehicle at an intersection looking for bank robbers. 855-450-3733 is the number if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts. But we're going to go right back to the phones as we kick off hour three here with Ed in Tennessee. Ed, tell us what's on your mind. Ed, are you with us? All right, let's put Ed back on hold, Brad. We'll go back to him later.
Okay.
So, you know, I had seen this other article that I wanted to bring up and talk to you about. Let's see. This is interesting. The headline is, "This pizza has sextra toppings."
It has sex for toppings?
This pizza has sextra toppings. So, like, it has extra toppings.
Oh, I see the play on words there.
Yeah, and this is kind of an interesting article. Apparently, there's a pizzeria who has been the subject of a lawsuit for sexual harassment by one of their former employees, who said that she spotted one worker at this pizzeria. Basically, the accusation is that the pizza came with sex with the employees.
Where is this place?
New York City.
Oh.
It's an Italian eatery, and unfortunately, the page has a little pop-up that has blocked what I was trying to see about it. But this employee says that she was forced to clean up numerous used condoms in this pizza joint. She frequently saw one worker giving oral sex to customers and other customers disappearing into the restrooms with the staff.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder how much the pizza cost. Or if it was just a front or something like that. What do you think of this?
Well,
do you think people should be able to sell pizza plus sex if they would like to?
I think the safest place in the United States, if you wish to get the service of a prostitute, is in the counties in Nevada where it is legal. The women who choose to work in the industry there, they don't have abusive, pimps.
Yeah.
They're able to unionize and work together and have respectable working conditions, and I don't think the government should be outlawing morality.
Sure,
and or its vision of what is moral.
Yeah, I mean, my view on this is kind of nuanced. I mean, on one hand, I think that it's possible that, I don't want to say this is true of all prostitutes because everybody's an individual, right? Everybody who chooses to go into sex work, no matter what type of sex work that is,
and everyone likes pizza.
Yes, they do. Well, I don't like pizza.
Oh, okay. maybe a carb-free pizza.
Sure, yeah, I'll go for that. But, you know, everyone who's a sex worker chooses to go into that profession for their own reason. On one hand, I can't imagine that it's always a fun job. I mean, I bet they have to deal with a lot of stuff that maybe isn't that great, like people just objectifying them and kind of treating them nasty and expecting them to do things that maybe they don't want to do.
But you should have a right. If you own your body, you should have a right to do with it as you see fit. And if you wish to contract with someone to allow someone to treat you in an abusive manner, you should be able to do that.
It's so hard for me to say that you should be able to contract with someone to treat you in an abusive manner. I mean, I wouldn't want to put them in jail to stop them. You know, I wouldn't want to prohibit them from doing it. Absolutely not.
No.
And I do believe that people own their own bodies. They're free to make their own decisions, even if maybe I feel concerned about their decisions or I disagree with them or something like that. Not saying I disagree with all of them, but, you know, I have heard lots of stories where it is not fun to work in as a sex worker, whether it's a stripper or a prostitute or whatever.
The thing about the large blanket prohibition on prostitution in the United States that really bothers me is that it's the people who, the most outspoken people who say that prostitution should remain illegal that get caught on the D.C. Madam's, you know, little black book. And, you know,
yeah.
U.S. Senator David Vitter, you know, he
who doth protest too much, right?
Exactly. You know, it's typically...
Sometimes it's gay prostitutes, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there was a very outspoken, I believe he was some sort of pastor or he had some sort of church. I mean, there's lots of...
Oh, Ted Haggard.
There's lots of hateful people who happen to have a church.
The gay prostitute with the meth? Is that what you're referring to? Yeah. There's so many of them. It's hard to keep track.
Was he the gentleman, or not-so-gentleman, who was, you know, he very loudly advocating to take away gay rights and
yes, a lot of pastors have been caught. You know, it's the whole "he who doth protest too hard" or whatever mentality. You know, they are railing against this publicly because it's something in themselves that they wish to suppress or that they've been told is wrong. You know, and so they're desperately trying to convince themselves that this is a choice and that they can be straight if they want to, but
while repressing their own people.
Yeah, exactly. And people listen to them, unfortunately, and the political system listens to them, unfortunately, as well, you know, voting away the rights of gay people. But let me read you a little bit more from this Sex and Pizza article. An Italian eatery just steps from Yankee Stadium is charging customers for slices of pizza and sex with their wait staff, the lawsuit claims. Yankee fans heading to Stadium Pizza after ball games were treated to a smorgasbord of waitresses and bartenders, moonlighting as prostitutes,
Jeez.
According to a lawyer for a former employee who is suing the restaurant's owners for sexual harassment. So,
how could they get away with running an operation like this in such a populated area?
I don't know. I mean, it's illegal to buy a soda over 16 ounces now, but sex with pizza, that's completely okay.
I don't know. Maybe Mayor Bloomberg isn't so bad. You know, like, I know he's very anti-firearm.
Do you remember,
rights.
Who was that other mayor of New York City? Or was it the mayor? I'm kind of hazy on the details, and I'm trying to remember the name. There was a high-class prostitute service.
It was the governor of New York.
Okay, Elliot Spitzer.
Elliot
that's who
Spitzer,
it was. Yes.
Yep. And I believe he still has a show on CNN. And he was the attorney general of New York.
He made it like a bandit, I'm sure.
He was the attorney general of New York, and, you know, he prosecuted this type of crime, you know.
Yeah, but you know, you notice that it's usually the sex workers themselves who end up getting put in jail, getting prosecuted, and stuff like that. If it's a client who's the governor of New York or the mayor of some city, they're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. There's one set of rules for some and
another
set of rules for others.
Whether prostitution is your thing or not, I would like to think that you would expect... a uniform set of rules from the government, and if you just Google prostitution government official, I'm sure you're going to come up with countless examples of, you know, the Secret Service was they're still embroiled in a prostitution scandal.
Sure.
I mean, it seems like it's almost over with, but,
yeah.
You know, I mean, these are people who, on one hand, advocate putting people in jail for doing things that are peaceful, mm-hmm. and on the other hand, they do those same exact things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't know. Like I said, I want to reiterate one more time that I would not prohibit someone from being a sex worker or anything like that. And I really think that they often get treated unfairly, especially by the justice system.
It's the world's oldest profession, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. On the other hand, I don't like the idea. I'm just saying I don't like it, not saying that I would prohibit it in any way. I don't like the idea of people renting their bodies or their intimacy or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Call me a prude if you want to, but it doesn't appeal to me.
You're entitled to your opinion.
And I feel for them, because I think it's often made light of. It's like, oh, yeah, people should be able to prostitute themselves whatever they want, as if it's like a really light decision. Like, there are lots of people who enter into that profession who may feel forced by circumstances, or they, you know, they really are in desperate need of money or something like that.
Well, global human trafficking is a huge problem. And
That's slavery.
It is slavery. And if
people are kidnapped and this, non-consensually,
this trade of humans, which is just absolutely despicable. Do you think it would be so bad if prostitution were actually legal in more locations? You know, I mean, would black market people who are able to...
I don't know. Porn is legal nearly everywhere, and people still...
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny that if you go...
Masturbation is legal everywhere, nobody's going to know.
If you offer to pay somebody for sexual services, that's a crime, unless you put a camera there, because then it's expressive speech. I mean, it's just...
Well, yeah, that's the distinction between porn and prostitution, yeah.
Right.
I know, it doesn't really make sense.
And then you know, if you're a guy, you take a girl out to dinner, you know, I mean, spend a lot of money, and then you end up you know, having relations with each other. I mean, isn't there an argument to be made there that that could be considered prostitution?
Some people would make that argument. I hope it's freely exchanged intimacy because people want to. We'll talk about that a little more, though. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Tell us your prostitution stories if you have them. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you.
And Bradley.
Thanks for joining us this evening. The number for the show is 855-450-FREE. 450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've been talking about sex work lately, but all manner of topics have come up on this evening's program. And hey, if you run a website or blog and you're looking to add a forum, but you don't want to compromise the privacy of your users, consider plainboards.com. Plainboards.com offers free-to-use anonymous message boards to anyone who wants one. There's no installation necessary, and certainly no identification or logging in required. Start your board in seconds and protect your users' privacy with plainboards.com. All right, let's go straight back to the phones, Brad. We've got a lot of calls on the line. Ed is with us in Tennessee. We're going to try Ed again. We had a little bit of a phone issue before, but Ed, are you with us now?
Yes.
Thank you. So what's on your mind?
I kind of agree with Brad about one of those. Y'all talk about so much stuff when you get on hold and you can't get a good buzz in about 15 minutes.
I tell you, Ed.
I can't tell you that.
We're like zinging all over the place, man. So you got to keep it
on. Anyway,
Stanley, and this is the way I look at it. Maybe Bradley does too. Government's main function to me is to protect and maintain our individual rights.
Absolutely.
If more people knew that, then none of this could be happening. But I want to end that there because, Stephanie, me and you talk about a lot of this other stuff. Did you see the high school in New York?
No, what
very
happened
well
there?
To do high school.
Was it next to the pizza place with the sex pizza?
I don't know, but it should have been. These kids were just as smart, pretty, nice. But anyway, they protested dress code, and they called it, it's a slutty Wednesday.
Oh, and wow. Is this
anyway,
like the slut walk thing?
And I don't want to stay on that long either if you let me off the chain.
But, Ed, before you go on, this is an interesting concept. Have you ever heard of this, Brad, the slut walk?
Absolutely. It was caused by, wasn't it a Toronto police officer who spoke disparagingly about sex workers?
I think he was just talking about women who wore like short skirts or something like that.
Basically saying that they like
that
encourage
they asked for it,
sexual
yeah.
assault.
Yeah, it's the whole idea is to protest the idea of blaming the victim. Like
right.
The idea that if a woman is sexually assaulted, then it matters what she was wearing. Like, personally, I don't care if someone's walking down the street naked. They never are asking to or deserve to be touched in a way that they don't want to.
Yeah, that seems like an incredibly narrow-minded view of and very disrespectful to legitimate victims of sexual violence.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
To quote John Lennon, woman.
Let you go. I'm sorry. We can't say that on the air. So, sorry about that. Thanks for the call, Ed. All right. Hopefully that got it, the dump panel. And, all right, it's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our number if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts. Okay, let's go to Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin wants to talk about the bank robber or maybe the government that we deserve. Kelvin, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Stephanie and Bradley.
Hi.
Hey, is this the Kelvin that I know?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Nice to hear from you.
What's on your mind,
nice
Kelvin?
Nice to hear you. You guys make a great duo, sort of the way Ian and Mark do. You kind of
Thank
bounce
you.
Off of each other.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of that, you know, minarchist anarchist tension going on.
We were just talking about our excellent chemistry on the break.
And then something else, I didn't think that I asked one time specifically, what are the words you cannot say on the air? And I was given four words, and the N word was not one of those words. So I just wanted to.
I don't think that word is banned by the FCC, but I just, it's like...
I'm uncomfortable with it.
Me too.
And when in doubt, I say dump him. You know, I mean, I like Ed. He's a nice caller and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't aware that wasn't okay to say on the radio, but, you know, I'm just a fill-in host, but I don't want to do anything that might endanger Ian and Mark on their radio stations, and so I think when in doubt, it's best just to dump it.
Okay, well, they were explicit in what the four words were, so...
Oh, if you go to freetalklive.com and you download the podcast, you can hear what he said. If you're listening
well,
on the radio.
What he said.
Yeah, I know you did. So, Kelvin, what's on your mind?
Okay, Bradley, you expressed the opinion that it was proper for the police to handcuff all the adults and search all the cars for an hour and a half to 2 hours because they had a tip that the robbery suspect... was possibly in one of these cars. And, well, I can see your point from a practical standpoint from, you know, taking the view of someone that's job it is to find, you know, catch this this guy. What if the bank robber had been seen running into an apartment complex of 50
good
units?
Question.
Would
they go into your house?
That's a really good question, and I mean, I don't think I can give you like a really good factual answer without like knowing lots of other stuff. But I mean,
Well, what would that depend on?
Well, I mean, it would depend on
what the dispatcher said.
It would depend on, you know, yeah, what your dispatcher said, what you know. I mean, like, again, I mean, police are put with the victimless crime laws that are, you know, results of corporate corruption aside, the police do enforce laws that protect people, and the police are put into situations where they have to make a decision on how to handle a potentially volatile situation, like within seconds as they're driving 90 miles an hour down the road to try to get some place in time. So it's an incredible amount of stress put on the individual police. And again, I mean, a person who robs a bank could present a serious threat to public safety, especially if they use a firearm. I mean,
and did say he was armed, but
yeah
I have similar concerns to Kelvin. I think he brings up a good, you know, thought question, because I'm sure that's not unheard of. I'm sure it's not that it's never happened before that a bank robber does run into somebody's apartment complex or house.
And it's called hot pursuit.
When the
police are allowed to actually chase somebody into a private residence if they commit a serious crime. But I guess I don't like the fact that innocent people got detained and got searched. But I mean, what do you think the appropriate response should be, Kelvin? I mean, obviously, I would like to think that you would think these types of serious crime should be addressed.
Oh, I definitely think they should be addressed. But first of all, it wasn't really a split-second decision. It went on for an hour and a half to 2 hours. It could have stopped at any time. But the police could, you know, start questioning more people, get a better description, watch the cars go by.
If you know that there's somebody who just did something violent in, like, say, in a group of 20 people, do you think detaining the entire group in order to investigate which one is guilty is inappropriate?
Well, maybe detaining them, but handcuffing them, and I don't know how else you detain them. I don't know. I'm just concerned about the slippery slope that it looks like here.
Of course.
Yeah, and I had the same thought about the handcuffing too, Calvin.
But that's how these things go. There is a slippery slope, but we're not talking about a blanket checkpoint where you have to stop and present your papers. We're talking about...
Although those do exist, too.
They do exist, but we're talking about the police responding to a specific crime in a specific area, and ends justify the means, but they were obviously correct, and the tip was obviously true. So, I mean, society expects the police to catch bank robbers. So, I mean, how can you do it unless you're allowed to investigate it?
Well, just trust us; we'll do the right thing. Kelvin, thanks for the call. I hope that answers your question tonight. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number. More coming up. Your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed. Fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names. For all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car, OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. My name is Stephanie.
My name happens to be Bradley.
Bradcytopedia or whatever, Bradopedia. The encyclopedic knowledge of the state and the law. 855-450-FREE is the number to call if you'd like to talk with us tonight. We certainly encourage you to talk with us and bring up whatever's on your mind. We do have some calls waiting on the line, but want to remind you that if you want a way to access Free Talk Live from your mobile phone, you can always go to m.freetalklive.com. Maybe Brad can do it right now. He's sitting there browsing on his phone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com and get the easiest ways to listen, just a little convenience for you. And hey, there is a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It is the CC Radio 2. This is famous, apparently. I've kind of seen it in action, and it looks great. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin coil ferrite AM antenna. I don't claim to understand the technology, but I do understand that they have a great reputation. This company, Sea Crane, is just bar none in the radio industry. They make great products. It's also got stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. Mark got one, and he's loving it. You can get a free flashlight when you order the CC Radio 2 by using pull down menu on the checkout and mentioning Free Talk Live. And you can, of course, get that at ccrane.com. That's C-C-R-A-N-E.com. You can also call them at 800 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. That's for Sea Crane. And make sure you mention Free Talk Live when you check out for a free flashlight. And, of course, if you were listening to our show last night, that's a flashlight. Just want to get that clear.
I guarantee you if anyone calls in and asks Ian any question about, like, the technical stuff about that,
he'll
give you, like, 5 segments about it, and you'll know all about it by the time he's done.
You know, I've learned a lot from hearing Ian talk about radio technology.
Oh, he's really pirate radio. He's very well educated about this stuff.
He is a geek, and I mean that in the best sense, to someone who's really passionate about what they do, which is cool. All right, let's go straight to the phones. Brad, let's bring on James. He's listening in Alabama. James, are you with us?
Thank you, Brad. What's Stephanie?
Hey, James.
Good evening. What's on your mind?
Well, I called y'all about a little bit less than 2 years ago and told you about a home invasion robbery that happened to me. And to make a long story,
I'm sorry to hear that, and I don't remember the call 2 years ago, but can you give us a recap?
Oh, sure. I was in bed with my girlfriend and her girlfriend, and suddenly I heard what I thought was a drunk stumbling to my house that I'd thrown out earlier.
Okay.
And it turned out it was the local police. They kicked my door in, rousted us, threw me in jail, charged me put me on a $100,000 bond. I paid $10,000 to get out of jail.
$100,000? Wow.
Yes, for a small amount of drugs that was found here belonging to my girlfriend. She had a drug problem.
Oh, that's how it goes. I was trying
to rescue her. As like a dumbass. I'd never been in that world. I didn't know anything about it. I fell in love with this girl, and long story
got caught up. Yeah.
But what they did is, after I paid $10,000 to get out, they arrested me again for possession of stolen property and put me on a $500,000 bond.
Oh, my. And what was the stolen property that they alleged?
A gun that I had a receipt for. Where it was bought brand new.
Wow.
Well, I think the problem here is that drug abuse and addiction is treated as a criminal problem instead of a medical one.
Yes.
Well, let's continue.
Yeah.
Sure.
After waiting 30 days in jail and my house was robbed 3 different times while I was in there.
Yeah, because how could you post that bond?
Well, finally I got it reduced to $25,000. So I had to pay another $2,500.
How generous of them, yeah.
Yes, yeah. After sitting in jail for 30 days for a gun. And then they threatened me with my next bond was going to be $1,000,000.
Wow.
So I got out.
Do you have any type of criminal history, sir? Like, have you been in trouble before?
No, nothing. Marijuana charge 30 years ago. I've never been a drug dealer. And they accused me of dealing drugs. They called me a major drug distributor in the local media for 3 days straight.
I bet it would be hard to get a job after that, huh?
It's impossible. All my friends have abandoned me because they knew I wasn't doing drugs, and they didn't know what was going on.
You know what you should
do? They have confiscated my property and held it for 3 years. They cannot even get the charges out of the grand jury. My attorney has taken a wait-and-see attitude, and I very aggressively wanted him to fight this case.
You know what you should do, sir?
I've called and told him I want all the disclosure.
James, I think Brad has a suggestion for you.
My suggestion was going to be that you move from wherever you are to New Hampshire. And,
I own a $150,000, 4,000 square foot home. I can't just up and abandon $150,000.
No, that's sir.
I would like to move to Hampshire. I was listening to y'all show before this ever happened. Mm. And now we're coming up on 3 years, and they're going to drop the charges at nine. It happened on 9/11 of 2009 also, on top of everything else.
So they much for the right to a speedy
trial.
The day
of tragedy to ruin my life.
The gears of justice turn slowly. Yeah.
It's like a meat grinder.
Well, it's not even that. They can't get the charges out of the grand jury. There's not enough evidence. I was not dealing drugs.
So, James,
their whole case is garbage.
Is this case still pending right now? James, is it still pending?
Yes, it's still pending. Three years later, they're holding my property. They've got my personal property locked up. My house is not mine anymore. And in the past 3 years, I've had to sell everything I own to survive. I had cars paid for. I had everything in my life set to coast the rest of my life.
Oh, it ruins.
I was fed up.
It really interferes with everything. I feel terrible for you. I'm so sorry to hear that.
The war on drugs.
They ripped me apart emotionally, physically, financially, socially, everywhere I can imagine. And my attorney's taking this wait and see attitude. And my real fear is, after the 3 years are up, I won't even be able to sue them. And I need a really good civil rights attorney to please, I'm begging someone to please help me, to let me know what I can do. I don't trust any of these local attorneys.
Brad may be a good resource. I don't know, Brad, if you have anything that you want to add to this. I mean, move to New Hampshire sounds like a good suggestion to me, but it's hard when there's a pending case, for sure.
Well, there's a lot of people up in here in New Hampshire, sir. There's a really good show I'd like to recommend. It's called Speak Up with Kevin Averd, and it's a state representative here in New Hampshire, Kevin is, who is doing a show featuring people who basically just have their rights absolutely destroyed by the government. And again, the drug war itself is probably the most destructive social policy since Jim Crow. And
that was the slippery slope right there. We slid head first off that slippery slope when Reagan started the war on drugs. This is just unbelievable.
Well, it was President Nixon who started the war on drugs, and certainly President
Reagan added to it. Yeah.
He enhanced it. And, you know, drug use and abuse is a problem in this country, and it needs to be addressed, but it doesn't need to be addressed with violence, and it doesn't need to have all the, all the shrapnel hurting people like you, who, you know, basically you're just minding your own business trying to help someone you cared about, and then all of a sudden your life's destroyed. Why? Because there happened to be a chemical sitting somewhere that, you know,
that somebody didn't like.
That somebody didn't like.
It's not just that. No, this is this crooked little town I live in. When 3 days after I moved into this house and bought and paid for it, I had my other home burned on the other side of the county, and I come here and bought this house and paid for it.
Wow.
Yeah, and my father had died the year before. You know, it's just been one thing after another.
Yeah, James, I'm so sorry to hear about this. I really hope that this all works out for you. Please keep us updated. And, if you have someone to talk to, maybe a friend or a partner or a therapist or something like that, maybe that would help. And good luck with all this. I really hope that you're able to beat it. Maybe we'll see him in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I mean, the advice I can give you is just to stay cool and to, As much as it's hard when you get caught up in things like this, I've seen a lot of people caught up either in the family court system or in the criminal courts. You have to remain cool and you have to do things by the book, because if you don't, they're going to use it against you.
Yeah, emotions run high during these situations, but I agree with Brad's assessment. It doesn't hurt in any situation to keep control of yourself, keep your cool. It's Free Talk Live. 855-453 is the number. Your call's coming up on Free Talk Live. Stay tuned.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Bradley.
And we are launching into the final segment of tonight's show. So you know what that means. It means if you want to talk with us, you're going to have to do it quick at by dialing 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That's our number. And I'd like to remind you that if you appreciate Free Talk Live, if you like what we do, if you enjoy listening to the show, you can help support Free Talk Live and make a huge difference in the future directions of the show by going to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's an easy way to help the show by donating about the cost of a cup of coffee every month to Free Talk Live. You can do it for as little as $3 a month, and you get access to special thank you gifts like the commercial-free podcast, which is a big perk. You know, if you listen to the show on podcast, always nice to have one where you hear less ads. So amp.freetalklive.com will get you the details. And thank you so much. We do appreciate that that support. Okay, let's go back to the phones, Brad. We've got Shadow waiting on the line in Huntsville, Alabama. Shadow, are you with us?
Thank you very much. By the way, you've got a wonderful radio voice.
Oh, thank you so much, Shadow. So what's on your mind?
He wasn't talking to me?
Oh, maybe he was. Shadow, were you talking to Brad or me, Stephanie?
You, Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
I'll present you.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening to all this right here. In my own personal opinion, for what it's worth, I think the real criminals in this drug war out here is the cops and the judges. And I've seen that the cops out here, they shoot people whenever they get mad at the girlfriend or something. They get off scot-free. You see all these high-speed car chases.
That's a pretty serious
TV.
It's a pretty serious accusation that they.
Well, that's the way I feel about it anyway. And if you remember the videos they used to have on TV, that Sheriff John Bunnell of Los Angeles, you see all these high speed cars and crashes, and everybody getting banged up and killed and everything else mashed up. They think it's funny. Like when I lived in Sacramento, California, a cop hit this lady and killed her. And you know, a mother and a daughter now in their car, the car, so he misses, he didn't catch this guy, kills the woman. The daughter was banged up for a while and all like that. But then he had they show the picture of the car upside down, all right, cop car.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's had the nerve to say, well, they shouldn't have been out in the streets this time of night anyway, man, they should be home.
Oh, wow, talk about night, blaming, you know, the victim, huh? Talking about,
yeah,
blaming,
I mean,
the victim.
Hey, man, the women and all the people, regular people like us, we pay the taxes for these morons and all like that. And they all belong to mental institutions anyway, as far as I'm concerned, but... You know,
I hear a lot of frustration, and I sympathize with that. I really do. I don't.
Yeah, well, I don't like seeing innocent people getting in trouble out here, man. When the criminals are the ones with the badges and the black robes. Right?
Shadow, if I may add something, I think there's a lot of good cops who don't understand the background of the drug war. I think a lot of cops don't understand that. It was argued that marijuana should be prohibited because it causes white women to have interest in black men. I think a lot of cops don't know that the private prison industry in the United States sends lobbyists to Washington to keep the drug laws really strict, not based on science, but based on, you know, corporate greed. So,
and a lot of the people, right, who are in jail, it's because of the drug war. It affects their lives. They have trouble getting jobs
so
if they get out.
Instead of writing these guys off, Shadow, like, you should reach out to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and get a DVD and go by the police station and drop one off and let these officers listen to like Chief Norm Stamper, the former police chief of Seattle, talk about how he has come to all these conclusions that the drug war itself is terribly destructive and doesn't accomplish any of its goals. And I don't know. I just have this opinion because I enforced the drug war for many years before I learned about it. And, you know, I mean, if you had that approach with me, I probably would have never come to the realizations that I have by studying up on it. So
kinder, gentler approach. What do you think, Shadow?
Well, if anybody knows any good cops these days, I wish they'd introduce to me. Because, look, man, I spent 4 years with the National Police Department myself in the past. Now, those guys are pretty decent people right there. And they didn't try to, you know, frame people up and all that kind of stuff like these clowns do. Well, I had the time for the being the good thing right there. What I see these days, at least since the 80s onward and all like this, these people, as far as I'm concerned, they don't even belong in this country, man. They belong to Cuba or China, North Korea or somewhere.
Oh,
like
I wouldn't
that.
Advocate
here,
putting anybody there, but you're saying there would be more suited for those types of governments.
That's exactly
I thought you were saying put them
about.
In Guantanamo.
Shadow,
that's not a bad idea.
Not that I'm saying that there aren't corrupt or abusive law enforcement officers out there, but I mean, there's a lot of good ones, and I mean, you wouldn't want to, push away ones that you could reach through to and make the arguments about, you know, I know you understand why the drug war is corrupt, but a lot of cops don't. So instead of just writing them off as either corrupt or just bullies, like try.
Can I interrupt you for a second? I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, so this is something that I wonder about. You know, I am a person who's really interested in conflict resolution, in communication, especially nonviolent communication. I've learned a lot about that over the past couple of years.
Yep.
And what I hear people say, I generally believe that, you know, you should always give someone the benefit of the doubt, like it's always a good idea to talk to them, like another human being, try to relate to them on some level. Those things can't hurt. But what I hear is that, okay, people say, you know, when I say this, people say, well, that would work for anyone except a cop. What do you say to that? Do you think it's true that you could get hurt by just trying to reach out to a cop and to have a conversation with them?
Well, cops are people.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
I mean,
agree.
The cops are people, and I just, having been there and, taken the time to study these things, you know, I feel very fortunate that people took the time to be nice to me. And you know, I'm not doubting you, Shadow, that you have obviously some grievances with your local police department.
Yeah, they sound pretty serious. Yeah.
But I mean,
no, you better believe it.
Right. But I mean, at the same time, like, okay, so you may have disagreements with them about whatever official things they're doing, but it doesn't mean you don't have the opportunity to reach out and try to teach them a thing or two. I mean, I guarantee you, whatever police chief there is there, he would not want his officers learning about the corruption that is the war on drugs, because you know, police chiefs typically want people just to enforce the law, not think about it, and not come to any conclusions that this is like, you know, this is about controlling personal behavior, peaceful behavior, and it makes communities far less safe because of prohibition itself.
Shadow, any
final thoughts? One thing I want to say, if may I finish one little thing? I guess maybe the reason why I'm looking at things differently is I happen to be American Indian. I consider this to be my bloody country. And as far as cops are concerned, I don't think anybody should be a cop unless they're one of us, man. This is what
young One of us, meaning a Native American?
American Indian, yeah, like me. You know, I'm Mohawk, and this was originally the Indian land anyway, and I don't think anybody's got a right to be a cop except us.
Well, Shadow, one thing that I've always found offensive, the federal government has done numerous things that are offensive to Native Americans, but
yes,
the fact that Native Americans had to fight up to the Supreme Court in order to use peyote for religious ceremonies because of the Controlled Substance Act, it was technically illegal, and at the same time, people of the Rastafarian religion are prohibited from using marijuana, and freedom of religion is obviously enshrined in the First Amendment, but it's not exactly true. It is true if you're in the majority. Go to a Catholic church, and you'll see kids drinking wine.
Right.
You know, breaking the law.
But that's okay, because white people do it.
Because that's the majority.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Shadow, thanks so much for the call this evening. I really appreciate your thoughts. Yeah, he sounded like he really had a rough time, you know, had some bad experiences. I can relate to that. I really can.
It's hard to be nice when you're being treated bad.
Yeah, but I do agree also, on the other hand, that, like you said, Brad, cops are people, you know, and the way to reach them is to talk to them like people.
Yeah.
Right, we can't just keep having this enemy imagery and think of them as like the enemy or the other, because then there'll never be any kind of connection formed. Nothing will ever change.
Right. I mean, I think Shadow would want his local police to know the things that he knows about the drug war.
Sure.
And I mean,
you know, about the Native American thing, just in the last remaining moments of the show, I don't know. I mean, I know that there's been a long history of abuses ever since European settlers came to the continent, you know, against Native Americans. However, would it make someone a better police officer or more, you know, justified in being a police officer if they were a Native American? No, I don't think so.
I think what he was trying to say is, and again, I mean, Shadow, call in and correct me in the future if I'm wrong, but I think you're trying to say that effectively the Native Americans were pushed out of the way, mm-hmm. and so anyone to have a legitimate claim on the land here would have to be Native American.
All right, it's been Free Talk Live. The show's over, but we thank you for listening. FreeTalkLive.com is the website where you can get all the archives for free. Brad, thanks for coming in this evening.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. Great being with you.
Yep, it's been a great show, and thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow night. Well, Ian and Mark will anyway. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.